It's a quality mix of music from then and now. Matt Carney with The Middle. Before that, John Mayer gave us Why Georgia. 8:56 on Friday, February 2nd, currently 41. And we have some rent tickets we're going to be giving away before you can even buy them. Don and John joining us with our movie night traffic light. And today we have John's microphone on.
Yay!
Which is a really good
So back. You say. Right. Everyone should call Jenny right now and let her know if you can hear me.
880-9292. I actually appreciate that. That's the funny thing. Is nobody called until after the segment?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, no one like called during, which is kind of cute because people were probably like, oh, you know, whatever.
But probably think of that, moron.
Yeah, right. It was just Blake that was like, what happened?
What's going on?
Well, you know. So you guys are here with our movie night traffic light to talk about new movies hitting theaters this weekend. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting week because it's really slow this weekend for some reason. We've got a couple weeks here. They're going to be a little slow, so there's only a couple movies opening up. There's one that's really scary, kind of a horror flick looking thing. It's The Messengers. But John and I are going to tell you about a movie called Because I Said So.
Ooh, I'm excited. Oh, no.
Jenny, I hate stupid movie titles, but Because I Said So?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I guess if it's good enough to justify like going to war, Because I Said So is good enough for a movie title, right?
Yes,
I'm just kidding.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Right. Don't tap my phone, FBI. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be fighting myself if I weren't so afraid. But
well, the movie stars Diane Keaton and Mandy Moore, of course.
Uh-huh.
And also has the mom from Gilmore Girls and the dad from Seventh Heaven.
Oh, cool.
And Diane Keaton, she's completely mortified that her daughter, of course, Mandy Moore, can't find a guy and she isn't getting married. And she's just sure that girl is going to spend the rest of her life alone. Doesn't want to see it happen. So
Mandy,
she takes...
my mom to see this movie.
Well, wait till you see what Diane does, though. She takes matters into her own hands, goes on this online dating thing, and finds a couple guys for Mandy. Of course, Mandy has no idea she's being set up, and so they have to deal with picking the right guy and their whole family dysfunctional thing that's going on.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, Jenny, this may just be opening in Tucson now, but I'm pretty sure it's been playing in hell for all eternity. I was so miserable. Diane Keaton in this, honestly, a babbling idiot, and she just will not shut up. And the plot is so ridiculous. It's all these things that would never really happen, and if they did happen, wouldn't be interesting or funny anyway. So, I mean, the acting was awkward, the chemistry is weird, and it actually goes from like annoying to creepy at times. Because,
really?
Yeah, like cute and adorable, slightly overweight, Mandy Moore is...
Don't say that.
She is adorable, though.
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah.
Don't say
she could
that,
cut out
John.
A few carbs, but she's adorable.
I can't believe you're saying
that.
So bad.
Yeah, don't say that.
I like how she looks.
You give us a complex right then and there.
No, just Mandy. You're fine. You look lean. You do. You're lean, Jimmy. What was your New Year's resolution? Make the U.S. Olympic team or something?
Yeah, slow it down.
Stop working out so much. But I mean, they go like from annoying to creepy because Mandy Moore is involved, like seriously involved, if you know what I mean, with two men at the same time through the whole movie, which completely freaks me out. And then there's all these like out of the blue Sex in the City like discussions, but they're with Diane Keaton and her daughters, which is just... Ugh, you know,
mm-hmm. And you probably think John didn't like this film because it sounds like a total chick flick, and there's no way John's gonna like a total chick flick. Well, for the chicks out there, you're gonna be completely miserable watching this movie,
really?
Too.
It's not good
for anybody that has to go see this movie for whatever reason.
Oh,
it's
see,
just
I
not
love
good.
Diane Keaton.
It's not.
I think it's just a really bad script.
It is. The story is horrible.
There were a few people laughing, and I think those people, that's who the FBI should tap their phones.
Something's wrong with those people. But on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Because I Said So. You can see this coming, Jenny. This one's a red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
well,
good.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're living it, Jenny, but I don't know.
No, I'll skip it.
Let's do some internet dating stuff for you. We'll set it up. Don and I will set it up, and we'll...
We'll find the guy.
That kind of thing, I haven't gone there yet. Not to say that I won't someday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you never know. I would never say never to anything.
It kind of freaks me out, but I'm willing to try it with you. I'm willing to put your name out there.
Oh,
and we'll see what happens.
John, Was there another one?
No, that's it. There really isn't much going on this week. Yeah. Yeah. There's that scary movie, but they didn't really show that one. They didn't show that one to us. So, you know, that's not a good sign.
Okay, well, what's happening next week?
Well, next week, there's only a couple movies coming out next week. There's a new Eddie Murphy movie called Norbit.
Yeah.
And there is
a scary movie. Come on, man.
Hannibal Rising. Now, we don't know which one we're going to see or what we're going to do, but those are the two coming out next week.
Is that the one with Jim Carrey where he looks really scary?
No, this is how Hannibal Lecter came to be. So it's
from
like
Silence
this,
of the Lambs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like how they do the Batman so his Begins kids, yeah. and they did the right. that. It's
and
like,
he's a kid in this movie, so they
oh,
yeah.
yikes.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have some exciting stuff on your website.
We do. If anybody wants to check out what our show looks like, we have a 5-minute demo video on our website. So go see what our set looks like, see what our show's going to look like, and check it out and let us
and
know.
And mail us a
think.
Check. That's and all we need.
and your website looks brilliant. MovieNightTrafficLight.com.
It's so
it
cool because
so
you can gamble, you can you know, look at porn, you can download songs, and you can do everything on there.
Obviously, John's never been to our website.
I haven't seen it, but it sounds cool, doesn't it? You can pay your bills. It's more, you can vote. You can vote. Actually, vote in the primaries on our website.
You can also log on to our website, 929themountain.com. Click on Movie Night Traffic Light, and we'll link you directly to Don and John's site. You guys have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, there'll be something better happening.
Yeah, I hope so,
movies.
Too.
We'll make our own movie if we can't find a good one.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
KT Tunstall and the band Everything, coming up next on 929 The Mountain.